The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your cool badge day today. So if you want to hand in the badge, get in nice and early, 8, 12, 15. For any newcomers, and there are a few, this is effectively a weekly platform for you to fess up about those crimes against cool that you have committed or maybe you've witnessed with your own eyes. The number is 8, 12, 15. But let's use that number to good effect here by giving you a chance to win some merchandise, shall we, in a mugs game. Now, this clip from yesterday's show has a bleeped bit in it, and all you need to do is figure out what we've taken out. And in this case, it's Matt Dyson bringing us a strange letter of complaint written to the Daily Telegraph in yesterday's Social Ammunition. Have a listen to this.
Sir, I am fed up with seeing television advertisements in which people... A man is in a lift. He puts some chewing gum in his mouth, gets out of the lift, and... Why? A couple in an advertisement for a new kitchen. It's all over the place. Why?
Is it A, get naked, or B, dance? So, is it A, get naked, or B, dance? Why is the person so angry writing into the mystery, sir, at the Telegraph?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We once again play a mugs game. We have taken a little bit out of a clip from yesterday's show, and you need to tell us what's missing, and hoping to do just that is Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. So, Christine, I'm going to give you a little reminder of the clip. Matt was reading aloud from a letter that had been sent into the Daily Telegraph by a disgruntled reader. This is what that person had to say.
Sir, I am fed up with seeing television advertisements in which people... A man is in a lift. He puts some chewing gum in his mouth, gets out of the lift, and... Why? A couple in an advertisement for a new kitchen. It's all over the place. Why?
So, Christine, for the mug to win the merchandise, is it get naked or dance, which is happening too frequently in television commercials, according to that Telegraph reader?
It's dance.
Let's see if you're right.
Sir, I am fed up with seeing television advertisements in which people dance.
Well done. I couldn't stop seeing them yesterday.
They're everywhere, aren't they?
That guy's really nobbled me. He's got inside my brain.
He's so right. It's like a radio ad where the producer will speak to the voiceover on the talkback.
Oh, 100%.
It's that cliched.
100%.
But that guy needs to watch like American ads because they're like 100 times worse.
Yeah,
oh,
that's right. True.
You've got even more dance.
That is true.
Wow.
When I said "Here, Jim," there, I was about to launch into doing a ladvert. I wasn't confusing Anna for someone I know.
Here, Jim, what do you think?
What do you think? Here's all your latest with Jim.
I've been called worse.
Christine, you're currently walking your dog in the woods, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
That is so good. Well, we have to ask the big question.
Yes.
But before we do, I just want to try something new.
Oh.
Could you move your phone close to your dog for me, please?
Oh.
Just put
he's currently sniffing something, so I don't think he's very interested.
I was like, just put it anywhere near him, just in his general vicinity. Have you done it?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone quieten down, quieten down. 29 kilograms, that's how much your dog weighs.
Yes.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Thank you very much indeed. See that, Jim?
What? How?
You like that?
Stop calling him.
What's your dog called?
He's called Quinn, and he's an Irish setter.
Oh, Quinn. Quinn's the Irish red setter. How lovely. Christine, great having you on the show. Thank you very much indeed for letting me have a guess how much your dog weighs. And thanks for tuning in on Absolute Radio Country. You're a huge fan. I know Jim is as well. That's great. Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time right now for the comings and goings across social media with the Social Ammunition and Matt Dyson.
Yes.
Matt, what you got for us?
Well, it's been a few days, so how about a new TikTok top 10?
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, we've moved on from massive supermarkets of the UK. Now it's top 10 countries in the world with the most pubs.
Oh.
Can you guess who's going to be number one?
Denmark.
The fifth highest number of pubs is the United States of America, with 6,310. Next highest at fourth is Spain, with 10,856 pubs. In third place is Germany, with 15,609 pubs. With the second most pubs in the world is Japan, with 16,862. In first place with the most pubs in the world is the United Kingdom, with a whopping 20,829 pubs. A truly incredible achievement.
Wow. Truly incredible achievement.
Say how patriotic the Hype Beast Womben is. He doesn't even drink and he put his hands in the air when he heard that.
Yeah, we're leading the way when it comes to something. Yeah. Yeah, surprised that Ireland wasn't in the top 10. Not even
or Denmark.
Yeah, and Japan was second. It's a surprising Japan, yeah. top 10.
I mean, you've got to think about land mass, really, yeah. haven't you?
I suppose you have. Thank you to Dan the Spark from Worcester Park for sharing that, saying he's so proud that we are number one in this. Yeah. But sadly, there are fewer and fewer of them these days, aren't they? So will we be in this number one spot forever?
Well, don't ruin the good news.
That is a bit bleak.
It's like saying happy birthday, you one step closer to death.
Well, I'm a realist, Dave.
Okay. Yeah, you are. Yeah.
But let's move on to the next story, because we go from pubs to potholes, two of the most British, quintessential British things to discuss at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Anna was talking about potholes yesterday.
Anna gave potholes as an answer on Five Words, Five Grand yesterday, in case you don't know what we're referring to.
It's tough. Road potholes.
Road potholes.
Yes.
We had road rage was the answer we were given by the competitor, by the way, which is a great answer.
To be fair, they are the bane of a lot of people's lives.
100%
and they take a long time to get fixed.
Someone say bang. Yes, potholes!
The bane of potholes.
My car wheels are in the dark.
They do serious damage to vehicle suspension. It's very costly, but look at this. We are leading the way when it comes to something else in the UK. An autonomous robot that's been developed by tech company Roboticized and academics at the University of Liverpool that will fix potholes. The Autonomous Road Repair System, it's called ARES for short. It's passed its test. Hertfordshire County Council have got this thing. It's like a big sort of, it's like a robot on wheels. It looks like a vehicle and it looks quite futuristic.
Well, it is a vehicle, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, basically, I don't know why you're skirting around calling it a vehicle.
Well, it looks more like a sort of spaceship, a futuristic spaceship on wheels.
Yeah.
Right?
It looks like RoboCop's car.
Yes, that's what it looks like. It looks like something from RoboCop. We haven't got the police officers, but we have got something to repair the potholes. So it senses where the potholes are and it fills them in automatically. Imagine this, it could save time and money all over the UK, this robot. But as a name, I'm not sure the Autonomous Road Repair System.
No, ARES is
great.
A terrible name.
Is it?
I think you're right. I think we need to name it. That's what we need to do.
Yes, surely. It's crying out for a pothole McPotface.
It is, that's what it needs. But
something
not that.
Of that ilk.
But not that. So the Autonomous Road Repair System, ARES, needs a new name.
Yeah.
And you've got two songs to name it, ladies and gentlemen. The number is 8-12-15. Come and join in. I'm going to play you about 7 minutes of pure musical goodness, because this is where real music matters, and then we'll have your suggestions. What should the potholing robot car be named?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So, Matt, remind everybody,
yes,
if they're just joining us, what you told us moments ago in the social ammo.
Yes, Hertfordshire County Council have started using an AI robotic pothole filling machine. It's called the Autonomous Road Repair System, ARES. But we've got some much better names coming in.
Yeah, because ARES is a terrible name for something that could change people's lives.
Yeah.
I mean, they're saying that we would need to find £1 billion to fix the pothole problems of the United Kingdom.
It's expensive.
So this is good. So we have tracked down Councillor Rena Ranger from the Highways Department of Hertfordshire County Council. Big shout out to Rena Ranger!
Yes.
And we're going to send it. Basically, we're going to cut and paste all your suggestions and send it to her in an email and say, Rena, what do you think? Maybe do a vote amongst your constituency. That's what we're wanting to do.
Exactly. They're amazing.
So let's get down to some names here. We've got Potty Filler. That's from Dan in
which
Sheffield.
Is so good.
Fill My Hole. The Potmeister.
Yeah.
Fill My Kraken.
Oh, it's a classic. Yeah.
Robopot. the robot should be called Phil D. Hole, Jamie from Wickford. Pothole Pete sounds good to me, says Jerry in Worcester. Philly McPhilface from Little Kev.
Yeah.
The winner of Britain's Got Potholes, Paul Pothole.
Phil Collins, Autonomous Road Smoothing Engine. That's quite the acronym you got there.
Yeah, that's a better one, isn't
and
it?
Phil Schofield. So they're the ones that we've got that we're going to be sending to Councillor Rena Ranger from the Highways Department of Hertfordshire County Council. We'll report back and then we'll see what they're going to name it, and we'll contact the listener who sent that in to The Breakfast Show, and you'll get to drive it.
We've all got our fingers crossed she goes with Phil McCracken.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I'll tell you who's having a great morning. Yeah. I'll tell you who it is. Marty in Belfast.
Oh, yes.
Good morning, Marty, because he's come. We've had to send another email to Hertfordshire Council about the potholing machine. Yeah, because you're too good. I mean, it's going to look like Mark's hounding this poor councillor. Because Marty in Belfast came up with two. iRoadBot, which is just
so good.
If Glenn was here,
good.
He would be so appreciative of that, wouldn't he? And also Go Go Rena Ranger, which just is.
She's become
the star of the whole piece.
You might go for that one.
We've got to send those. We've got to. Go Go Rena Ranger is. It's like a political campaign. It's like Marty Belfast is campaigning for you, Rena. Do the right thing.
So good.
Come on. Oh, look, here comes iRoadBot. That's what people would say. Mummy, look, it's come to our road at last. It's iRoadBot. Go, Rena Ranger. That's what the children will be shouting as we solve the pothole problem to the UK.
The woman who single-handedly solved the problem.
Oh, excellent work. I'm so proud of you, Rena, even though you've done nothing yet. And Marty, you're a hero to us all.
Five words. £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Right now, it is time, as promised, for radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. Can somebody match five simple words with a member of my Breakfast Show team and win themselves £5,000? That's the question we ask around this time every weekday morning here on The Breakfast Show. And hoping to do just that this morning is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Steve, welcome along to the show. Great having you on board. So, let's talk your five words, £5,000 history, shall we? How many words have you matched in the past? What's your personal best?
Well, I actually matched five with Emma last Friday on our
Five out of five with Emma Jones. Okay. Now, Emma is on maternity leave. Glenn is working on a different project. So you have got... He's doing his garden project with Wicks. You have got Matt Dyson or Anna Geary. Let's give the random player generator a spin.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore. Dyson.
It is Scatty Matty in play. He is wearing the yellow fleece, so that's a good sign. It's like a yellow rabbit's foot, that thing. Doesn't like that. Didn't like that at all. Okay, Steve. It's just you, me and Anna now. And about 2.5 million other people. But don't worry about those people. Don't worry about them.
No pressure, love.
No pressure. Just five words. I'm going to give them to you. Give me the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Matt Dyson is most likely to give, because I will be giving Matt the same five words. They're the same as yours. Then I can give you that £5,000. Good luck, Steve. Here we go.
Well, OK.
Your first word this morning... Old. O-L-D. Old.
New.
Paper.
Clip.
Wild. W-I-L-D. Wild.
Ooh, wild. Wow, that's a tough one. Tame.
Okay, opposite. Modern. Steve?
Sorry,
no, just checking. No, just checking, man. You take as much time as you need. I was just checking you're still there. Modern, M-O-D-E-R-N, modern.
Old.
And finally, the word is video.
Player.
Excellent. OK, Steve. Nicely done. Stay right there. Matt Dyson is in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
5 words. 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
Matt Dyson is yes. now back in the studio. He is ready to play. Steve, the time has come. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Matt Dyson.
Yes.
The first word is old. O-L-D, old.
Young. No.
New. Old and
old
new.
And
old
new,
and young.
New and old, yeah. I suppose that's, oh, that's annoying.
Sorry,
that's
Steve.
No worries, no worries.
You're not alone. We haven't given the money away yet since it's returned for 2024.
It's been a hard start.
But we've also had a lot of ones and a lot of twos. So maybe you can walk away with a three, which at this stage would make you a champion anyway.
Yeah.
But without the money. OK, so let's try paper.
Cut.
Clip.
Oh, so close.
Wild.
West.
Wild thing, surely wild thing.
Well, I mean, there are lots. What's
tame?
The...
Tame. Wild
oh,
and tame, opposite.
Wild is good. They're good responses, Steve.
Yeah.
Modern.
Modern love. Bowie classic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Modern is a weird
modern
one.
Art.
Modern art is good.
It's just with Banksy yesterday. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I said too much. Old, we had old. So,
opposite,
to
yeah,
just bring us a one out of five.
Ugh.
So that Steve can hold his head high. Video.
Game.
What? Player.
No.
Video player.
Steve, never darken my door again! Steve, it's been lovely having you on the show, man. Thanks for playing along. You're not the only one to get 0 out of 5. It happens. We wish you a happy day ahead.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.
Nice one. Cheers, Steve.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. We're, of course, in 50 minutes' time. I will press the big green button that launches the no-repeat guarantee, meaning you will not hear the same song twice across the entire Absolute Radio network between that moment in time, which is 9 a.m, right through to home time and 5. Right now, though... Well, give me the badge. The cool badge. First through the doors is Gary, who got in touch with us on X. And he says, Dave, my wife bought some dog treats the other day called Meaty Strips. And every time I walk past them, I'm thinking, Meaty Strips. I bet that was one of Dave's erotic dancing names back in the early noughties.
Ah,
take
yes.
my cool badge, Burlesque Berry. Well, thank you, Gary on X. I appreciate that. I would like to hand the badge in now, if I may. And
yes.
it's all your fault, Matt Dyson.
Really? Oh,
it
no.
is your fault. It's the fault of your regular daily feature on The Breakfast Show, Social Ammunition, and more specifically, Talking Pet Friday.
Oh, right.
So it seems to be that time of the year when the cats are getting amorous. We've got amoritic
yes.
cats everywhere.
Have you?
And like 3 o'clock in the morning, they like to let the world know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, God. Right. The neighbourhood strays.
The okay, neighbourhood right. strays. Wow. Now, this used to mean, like, you know... Actually, no, this isn't right
is
for cats,
right?
is it? Sorry, Barry.
Yeah, yeah. Have we got love cats?
Yeah, well, we should get the love cats. That's a better idea next time. Not Barry White, not for cats.
No, not for
anyway,
cats.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, the cats are... You know, they're
yeah.
having the time of their lives, right?
Right? Oh, that's annoying.
And, well, yeah, it is annoying. And I used to try and put the pillow over my face and try and get the next, you know, hour and a half in bed before I get up and go to the show. But thanks to your social ammunition section,
yeah.
particularly Talking Pets, I sit there on the edge of the bed with my phone in hand in record mode,
yeah.
hoping I'm going to find one of those rare talking cat bad boys.
Oh.
Am I going to get the Lady Gaga cat?
Oh, yes.
Come
imagine.
On. But they're not doing anything. Will I get the candle cat?
L'éclair.
Come on! Oh, and I'm looking out into the darkness and I can just see these little furry figures on top of the shed and I'm thinking, please say le candle.
L'éclair.
They never do. They never do.
Imagine.
Oh, who's this coming up the garden? Oh, oh it could be Big Billy.
Oh. The goat.
That was an amazing talking cat. Yeah.
Sarah Jane's like, you're not recording the cats again, are you?
I appreciate your dedication.
Yeah, here's my badge.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Now, Matt Dyson, what you're about to say isn't the cool badge moment because millions of people did what you did at the weekend around the globe, and that was watch Taylor Swift for 3.5 hours on Disney Plus.
Yes, the Eras tour dropped, and it was very exciting in my house because Katie took Maggie and Bess to see it at the cinema. So that meant when it comes to TV, I have to sit through the whole thing. 3.5 hours of anyone in concert is a long time.
Yeah.
But because she walks around so much on stage, it's amazing how much she walks on stage. I was mocked because I was wondering what her step count would be and how I'd desperately like to see if she was wearing a Fitbit. I'd love to see the stats because she walks miles every time she does that show. It's amazing.
You'd love to see Taylor Swift's Fitbit is a great name for the Daily Podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
So is it as epic a show as I've been led to believe?
Yeah, it's amazing. She has got so many hits. There's a lot of outfit changes, scene changes on stage. There's a lot going on. So it does
And you're just
quite
thinking,
quickly.
Oh, she's doing more.
And I'm just going, she's
that must
walking
have been 20
again.
Steps there.
Maggie, she's walking again. Look at
she's
that.
Not going to go up that flight of stairs and stand on that podium, is she? Oh, that's another 7 steps.
Someone release the steps.
Come on, why don't you go back and do like a DVD commentary? We know Disney Plus. I'll contact them.
We can
just have you in a little window in the corner, just going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
With a little clicker, like they have on the train. Yeah.
Then you can do a big reveal.
Then I can find that out. Great idea.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We're all a little bit excited here at Absolute Radio that Travis are popping by this week.
Yes, they're back, aren't they?
They're back. There's really exciting times ahead for the band, and obviously they've brought so much seminal music over their career so far that we're going to be discussing all of that stuff across the station. So, you know, Tim Burgess is going to be having a chat. Yes. Ben Burrell's going to be having a conversation with them. We're very excited because everybody loves Travis. But do Travis love us? Well, me. Do Travis love me back is the question. Because when I saw that they were scheduled to come by, it's Fran, frontman Fran, who's going to be coming by. Suddenly, my memory was jogged. And, I brought it in to pass on to
this
Ben.
This is mad.
This is a novel named The Star of the Sea by Joseph O'Connor, an Irish author. There it is. Now, Andy Dunlop, the super talented guitarist in Travis.
From the band,
he lent me this book. And all I can say is, I hope he's not like a library and does late charges. Because Andy lent me Star of the Sea to have a quick read of. Recommended. There you go, Dave. 20 years ago.
20 years
And I've not got round to giving it back to him yet. So,
wait a minute. Judging by your showbiz age, would you have been 8 at the time?
Yeah, he did a visit to my school.
Oh, did he?
He just saw something in this young lad. He saw something in this young lad, and he went, you know what, what's your name? I said, David. He said, take this book, read that, you'll like it. Yeah. He gave me this book.
And you've had it ever since?
He lent me this book on holiday.
Oh wow. Presuming you'd have it back before you fly home or whatever.
Well, presuming, yeah. And as I say, we went on a holiday together, Andy, from Travis and I.
Together?
Yeah.
That's so rock and roll.
So he met you in the kids'
club. So rock and roll, he lent me a book. That's right, yeah. I was in the kids' club. I was with my mum and dad, so he was on holiday as well. We went on holiday to the Caribbean.
Oh. Very nice.
We went to Barbados.
Oh, lovely.
It was lovely. And we were sat in a restaurant. And this lovely thing about this restaurant is that when you go in, you take your shoes and your socks off and you roll your trousers up, pull your skirt up, whatever you're wearing. You hike it up because the tables are on the beach. And under the stars at night, the waves lap in. So you're drinking your wine, eating your fresh seafood. And the sea washes over your feet. And it is idyllic. And I remember, with Andy, just looking out, thinking, God, you know what? I love the sea. Sea's nice, isn't it? Yeah. And he went, I've got a great book for you, Dave.
Oh.
It's back at the room. I'll bring it to you tomorrow. It's called Star of the Sea by Joseph O'Connor. Which, by the way, is called A Page Turner of a Masterpiece, Don't Miss It, by the Daily Mail, and stunningly accomplished by The Guardian on the cover. And the plaudits continue on the inside sleeve. Well, that was 20 years ago. So I am going to give this book to Ben Burrell at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
So he can.
And I'm going to get him to pass it on to Fran, and then Fran is going to give it back to Andy. Because I think it might be because of me not giving this book back that even though we were having a romantic dinner under the stars in the Caribbean 20 years ago, we haven't spoken in about 15 years.
Right, yeah, he's annoyed. It's the longest book loan in history.
And he's like, you know, famously one of the nicest people you could ever wish to meet, Andy from Travis. But I've just not given him his book back. And that's going to change this week, Andy. You're going to get it back, and then we're going to find out how he reacts. We're going to see what happens.
And we're going to find out
where he finds you. Like, he's probably forgotten it by now, but now the interest on that will be sky high.
That's true. What if he does give library fees? Yeah, what do I owe him? Loads. If you're a librarian and you're listening to this right now, 8-12-15, get in touch, because I'd be fascinated to know that if I took a book out of your library, a paperback, Star of the Sea by Joseph O'Connor, a really good book, an international number one bestseller, 20 years ago, and I returned it to you this week, how much would I owe you?
Yeah.
8-12-15. But yeah, I'm going to give this to Fran. I'm going to give this to Ben, who's going to give it to Fran, who's going to give it to Andy, and then we'll find out how he feels about me borrowing one of his favourite books for two decades.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
David Norton's got in touch. He says, morning, Dave. You have to sign Andy from Travis's book on the inside cover with great novel. Sorry, it took me longer to read than I thought.
20 years. It's a real page turner.
Honestly, I did a page every 2 weeks. It's amazing. A real page turner. You're the first, yeah. Maybe I do need to pass it forward to Ben, to Fran, to Andy with like a note though. I do need to say like,
you
hello.
Explain yourself.
Are we cool, bro?
Say sorry. Sorry, this is the longest book loan in history. Imagine, he must have been fretting about it for a couple of months maybe. Yeah. And then sort of forgot about it and went on with his life.
And then blanked me. and the saddest thing is, we never holidayed under the stars again.
Well, there you go.
Right, let's move on, I think, for everyone's sake, with your opportunity to earn a shout out, because just after nine is shout out time here on this breakfast show. So the number to send is 81215, and to that send your name, what you're up to right now, who you'd like a shout out for, whether it's yourself, your place of work. I don't mind, I will read it aloud, I promise. But the thing you need to do is my first, my last, my everything. So it's the first note of a song and the last note of a song stuck together. But what is it? Well, here we go.
Okay.
Here it is again. So that is from Absolute Radio 90s. Anna's shaking her head.
I haven't got it today.
No. Well, it's quite... You never get it anyway.
I got it yesterday.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I got it yesterday. Yeah.
Matt, have you got it?
Yes, I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah. For all you Annas out there, here it is again. So send along the name of the band, artist, the name of the ditty, and all those things I just said.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
Yes, it is my first, my last, my everything. The way in which you've been able to earn your shout out just after nine on the breakfast show this week. So just moments ago, I played you the first note and the last note of a song, and they've been stuck together. This is how it sounded. Matt Dyson, would you do the honours?
Well, I think fittingly, after the book debacle, it is Travis and Driftwood.
So I'm sorry
that I borrowed your book for such a very, very, very long time.
Re-release.
We're getting it back to him. We are going to get it back to Andy from Travis. 20 years is a long time to borrow a book from someone. So well done to Chris Scarlett, painting doors in Southport. James, fitting a kitchen in rainy Scarborough. Jamie from sunny Bolton. Andy from Andover on the road again. Ian and the team at GFD Homes, stewing Teesside, eating fried eggs on toast. Gemma from Cornwall, working at German Shepherd Rescue Elite Rescue Kennels, helping the rescue dogs. Keep up the great work. Peter celebrating his wife Lisa's birthday in Lanzarote? Yes. Richard in Whittle, who's finished the school run and is now putting eye cream on his miniature piglets.
What?
Don't put that into Urban Dictionary. And Stephen from Belfast, working with a great bunch of people, especially Joanne, Jenny, Darren, Damien. But he says, and I like this, he goes on to say his number one is Donna, his number two is Maureen.
He's ranked his colleagues.
Ranked his colleagues. That's how it is done by Stephen in Belfast. Well done, everybody. It was Travis and Driftwood. And my first, my last, my everything will return to The Breakfast Show tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Well, that's it. We have come to the end of one of the most random ever editions of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
It's been a great show.
It had it all.
Going on.
Yeah, I mean, much of it you didn't want, but it had it anyway. And it lives on in podcast form. Matt, I think I'm just going to, and I don't like using this term because we create art here.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to rattle through this.
Okay, yeah, rattle through the options.
Going to rattle what through the options. The podcast naming bell was going off a lot, and I probably missed some. Is it Get Naked or Dance? Here's all your latest with Jim. Pubs and Potholes,
oh, yeah.
Go Go Rena Ranger, Amoritic Cats, Barry White is Not Cool for Cats,
no.
Meaty Strips, I'd love to see Taylor Swift's Fitbit,
right.
Does Andy from Travis charge late fees, You'd Be Kicked Out of My Book Club. They're just some of the options.
I mean, I love Meaty Strips and Anna's line about you being kicked out of a book club, but it has to be, does Andy from Travis charge late fees? We'll find out hopefully this week.
We will. We'll find out at some point in the future, and I really hope he doesn't. To find out what we're talking about, in case you missed any of it, well, you need to go and get the podcast, which of course you can get wherever you do your pod dealings. So coming up next on Absolute Radio, Leona Graham's going to be here with the always entertaining Tea Break trivia, plus the details you require to enter Make Me a Winner, which today, by the way, is worth a very impressive £175,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow from 6 a.m, aren't we always? Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.